4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
You know, as far as tourism is concerned, anyway, one of the most talked about aspects of what was released last night is this estimate that mid-next year is the earliest we can look at as far as opening up the international borders is concerned. It's interesting. Ken Chapman from SkyRail was on the program yesterday, the day before, whatever it was, saying, you know, you don't realise we're just treading water. That's at best. We're just treading water, even though we're operational. There are so many restraints, etc. And you also don't really think much about the knock-on effect of something like SkyRail and how it impacts, for example, on the community of at the top of the range there. These are people up there in Kuranda have been struggling for so bloody long. Quite several of them, anyway, have closed the door either permanently or temporarily. I'm not sure, but there's still a lot of struggling going on out there. Now, pick up the Courier today, and it reads here, international travel is unlikely to be on the cards for at least another year as federal government projections paint a bleak picture of the coronavirus recovery in economic forecasting sure to further deflate overseas holiday dreams. It's assumed that international travel, that's inbound and outbound, will remain low until at least mid-2022 before the sector makes, quote, a gradual recovery. Now, it goes on to say the assumption is far less optimistic than the view of tourism leaders, including Qantas, which hopes to be flying most international routes by the end of October. I mean, this is flying in the face of what they were hoping, and you would have thought Alan Joyce would have done his figures reasonably well. So I don't know what's going on here, because they're coming from totally different ends of the spectrum as far as our future is concerned. It means the freedom for international travel is expected to be limited to Air New Zealand or to New Zealand, and potentially COVID-free Pacific Islands, which could be added to the Trans-Tasman bubble. Forget Singapore, forget South Korea, forget Japan. They're considered long shots to become declared safe travel zones until at least mid-next year. Now, I've just put a call through to a gentleman also up there at SkyRail. He's the General Manager of SkyRail Rainforest Cableway, Richard Berman Hardman. Hello, Richard.
Morning, John. How are you going?
Bleak outlook for you.
Uncertain as well as bleak, I guess, and it's kind of been the same since the pandemic kicked off over a year ago now. So, yeah, the government's latest indications are that they're thinking that international borders won't be open in any meaningful way until middle of 2022. So that's a real issue for us.
How bad is it now?
Look, you know what, this is half the battle, is that things are so unpredictable. We don't know which violin to play, whether to play the violin or to party poppers. At the moment in Cairns, to be honest with you, domestic flight capacity was back to around 90% of what it was pre-pandemic. And most hotels and car hire firms in particular, there's a huge shortage of hire cars. Attractions are reporting, you know, fairly steady trade. But how long can that be maintained for? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure is the southern winter comes to an end, you know, and without international travel to fill the void of our southern friends, things will probably get pretty tight again. In fact, not probably, they definitely will get tight again.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, when you hear, for example, Alan Joyce, obviously he's working flat out to try and get his planes back in the air. He's doing figures. He's got information coming in from who knows where. But he was quite confident talking about getting these flights into the air by the end of the year. In fact, by the end of October, the federal government comes out and says, don't even think about it. You're more than 12 months away from getting access to these international destinations. It's interesting, isn't it, how, you know, two bodies with all the information they've got coming in, both of them, they've got totally different outcomes as to the future of opening up our borders.
Agreed, John. And I think, frankly, the problem is predictions are futile without a plan. What's the government's plan to open up the international borders and to keep state borders open? If the plan is to get the whole world vaccinated and to prove that the vaccine stops the spread of the virus, then you are thinking about looking at indefinite closure. But if your plan is to maybe deploy a rapid antigen test at airports pre and post arrival into Australia or across a state border, or looking at other things that could perhaps get the borders open earlier, and maybe at some point we just have to accept that, you know, COVID's going to be around for our lifetime. I think that's possibly where Alan Joyce and the government set divergent predictions. Maybe airlines are looking at what's happening overseas, looking at what the largest international tourism body, International Air Transport Association, is saying about deploying pre-holiday testing, and thinking they can open up quicker. But the government seems set on a course for keeping things shut until everyone's immune.
It's come as a bombshell for a whole lot of people, not just within tourism, but aspects of business, or survival generally in business in Australia. Now, we've just recently heard from the United States. They're now planning very soon flights between the United States and certain places in Europe. We're hearing now some European countries are coming to agreements whereby they're going to be exchanging tourists very soon. It just seems so much from left of field that here in Australia we're saying, no, don't even think about a border reopening for another 12 months and more.
Yeah, look, that's right, John. And as I just said before, you know, there are other countries who are starting to open their borders and deploy programs and ways to, you know, to do that safely. Look, we've all got to respect governments, and they've got very hard decisions to make.
Yeah.
It's a public health crisis primarily.
Yes.
But I mean, I pitch a question to you. Do you think we can legibly continue on with our lives without international borders open for the next 2 years and beyond? I think something has to change and the paradigm has to shift, I think.
I'm glad you brought these questions up, because it means we've got to actually start looking at ways where you can, under certain restraints, under the most, you know, strict of conditions, look at something. I mean, people out there on those properties can't get anybody to come and do the work on those rural properties. There's also the situation with these schools, like language schools, universities, etc., so dependent on getting students in some way or other. We talk about ways it could be done safely, but nobody seems to want to embrace those possibilities and get them underway. There are real possibilities there, aren't they, Richard, if indeed we get the people energised and focused enough to take their argument to the government and say, listen, this is how it could be done safely, and this would deliver so much better results as far as our future is concerned for particular businesses, particular industries, etc.
Agreed, John, and for tourism, that's particularly important. And look, I'll do whatever I can in my very small, my minute way to beat the drum, to try and encourage government to engage with science, engage with scientists, engage with learned people in the community to actually start a public debate on the plan for reopening borders. Mm. The debate has to start. It probably should have started 3 to 6 months ago. And I think what's coming out loud and clear is I don't think anybody really wants borders shut for the next couple of years. And I don't think that industries like tourism, international education, as you just mentioned, And for other industries that rely on, immigration, labour to survive or thrive the way we're going. So public health first, yep, absolutely. But are there ways, let's ask the question, are there ways to open borders sooner in a safe manner?
Exactly. Very well said. Good on you, Richard. Thank you. Richard Berman-Hardman is the General Manager of SkyRail Rainforest Cableway.